The following is an exclusive presentation of Rave TV.
Somebody mentored you, helped you. Guess what? They tuning in tonight.
Flacco from the gun, looking for Bolden. End zone, touchdown, Ravens.
We got an opportunity to finish this thing. Ain't nobody ready to deal with us in Baltimore, man.
1, 2, 3, Baltimore!
Get up, baby!
Week 2 of the NFL season takes the Ravens to Lincoln Financial Field for a showdown with the Philadelphia Eagles. Hello again, everyone. Welcome to One Winning Drive. I'm Keith Mills. Qadre Ismael joins us in just a few minutes to break down a couple of key plays in Sunday's game. Of course, the Ravens lose to the Eagles 24-23, their first loss of the year, and it was a brutally tough game, a game that took its toll physically on both teams. The Eagles jumped out to the early lead in the first quarter, but it wasn't long before the Ravens took control of the game.
On first and 10 from the Philadelphia 20, Michael Vick under center. Play action, deep drop. Has time, throws down the numbers, complete, 40-yard line. Brent Celek has it. He's taken off his feet there by Bernard Pollard. Jason Avant on the move. Vick takes a snap, rolls to his left, sets, throws, complete. Ravens 40-yard line. Vick takes the snap, looking to his right, throws down the seam, and it is caught at the 25-yard line. Jason Avant. Vick in the shotgun, empty backfield, takes the snap, has time. Now he's going to be flushed out of the pocket, running to his right. Gets around the edge, fires to the end zone, intercepted, picked off in the end zone. And Ed Reed is not Ed Reed.
I think it's Bernard Pollard.
Every damn time. Hey, back and forth motion to run, okay? They're trying to set us up for the deep one. Yeah. Okay, the Tennessee's been tight and moved all the way across to run the ball. Okay. So next time, they're going to go deep on us.
Okay. Hey, now listen, on the very first play,
tight end over.
Yep, they ran double post in the tight end over. Listen, BP, when you have your style, you're good. Just look for that coming.
Yeah, I thought TN did a wheel, so I was running with him, and then I saw him on him.
But if it's a quick wheel, hey guys, if it's a wheel from here, it's not a wheel.
Right.
Anything like this, they do that, that's not a wheel. We'll sort that out easy. Yeah.
Flacco out of the empty backfield in the shotgun, looking to the right pocket, collapsing, hit from behind, ball is loose, and Philadelphia falls on it at the 15-yard line. As Cullen Jenkins came up with a fumble recovery. On third and 20, takes the snap with time, throws over the middle, complete 15-yard line. The tight end, Brent Celek, breaks through the Bernard Pollard tackle and gets all the way down to the 5-yard line. Otis first and goal from the one. Give it to McCoy straight ahead, and he walks in for the first touchdown of the day.
Got to settle down. The problem was on the Bronx, we went to Rat. We didn't play outside leverage. We play outside leverage, we got inside. Hey, we just got to play our stuff.
We're all right. That's my fault.
They pulled that guy there.
Yeah, they pulled him.
That way.
I just hit it, though.
Yeah, I know.
You see me right here?
I know.
And I just ran inside.
Kimo hit it, too.
Kimo hit it, too. Kimo.
I
hit it straight up and I got Vic and handed it off. Nobody blocked me.
Backside, right? Okay. Backside. See that guard pull. It was like an influence. It was like a trap. That's pretty much what it was.
Flacco under center, drops to throw. With time, fires down the seam. Complete to Ed Dixon at the Philadelphia 35-yard line. Hands off to Rice, straight ahead, another nice hole, and Ray Rice spins his way inside the 25 to the 24-yard line. Dennis Pitta split out wide to the right. Flacco throws to Pitta. He's got the ball down at the 17-yard line. Flacco from the shotgun takes the snap. Eagles rush 4. Flacco, pocket collapsing, crossing pattern complete to Bolden. Now Ray Rice goes in motion to the left. Give it to the upback, Vontae Leach. He's got room, and he's in. Touchdown, Vontae Leach, and the Ravens answer.
Vontae, hell of a run on cover zero, babe.
He's telling you. Good
job. That's the way you got to get your touchdown. Yeah. Take it from here.
Yeah. Hey, I cut back. I said, I'm going to the house.
Hey, that's good lateral jump cut. When we run slant, the
line is going backwards. Keep pushing them backwards. Nice job. Nice job. Hey, you talk about answering the bell in an adverse situation. I'm proud of you. That is one hell of a drive. Great job.
From the Eagles 44, handoff, running to the left and not getting very far at all is Stanley Havili. Vic on third down in the shotgun. Vic takes the snap, pocket collapsing, and the Ravens sack him back at the 37-yard line.
I love it that if we're able to take some guys off and linebackers get some free hits. It's pretty cool that we're able to do that. But without having pressure, we got to get more pressure up front, I think, without blitzing. And so I think we got to work at that as a front.
They keep giving that ball, that plug-in fullback, who wear his.
Yeah, but you know, hey,
man, that's my cousin, but it's all right.
Don't want to run it no more. Give it to that plug.
Hey, the fullback's my cousin.
Hey!
Three receivers to the right, hit it to the left. Blitz pressure coming up the middle. Flacco lobs it near side, looking for Ray Rice. Can't make the catch. And they fake it to the up back. Sean Considine, and he stretches forward, but he'll be shy of the first down. Backs in the eye. Fumble on the handoff. Ball is loose. And the Ravens recover at the 30-yard line. A miscue on the handle, and Albert McClellan comes up with the recovery.
It was a challenge for us up front because we had to be disciplined on our lanes and disciplined on the run because we know LeSean liked to bounce and cut back, and we know Vic is a threat run and pass. So, we had a challenge up for us, and, you know, we got it done, but at the end, we didn't finish.
Flacco under center on first down. Hand off to Ray Rice, straight ahead, huge hole, 25, 30, 40, midfield, one man to beat, Eagles 40, cuts back 30, and he's caught from behind inside the 30-yard line. It comes up the middle, Flacco under pressure, firing far sideline, end zone, caught, touchdown, Ravens, as Jacoby Jones scores for the first time in purple.
Go ahead, Kobe. Yeah.
Vic is 9 of 12 passing in the first half. Goes to the inside handoff. McCoy fumbles the ball, and the Ravens have recovered. Ray Lewis comes up with it, and he's on the run to the 15 and the 20. Finally pulled down to the 22-yard line. And Stan, that's the third turnover the Ravens have forced this afternoon.
That's how we do it.
Hey!
I'm getting that. That's how you cut it in half, man. He don't like to get hit. That's what happens. Keep putting your hand on him, baby. Keep coming after him.
On third down, Vic sets in the gun. Inside handoff. McCoy starts left, cuts back. He is bottled up, and he'll be dropped back at the 9-yard line. He'll lose a yard or two on the play.
If we had had a short kick that Jacoby could have gotten to, we were going to fair catch, free kick it. That was the plan. Along when he was going to return, he kicked a kick when he couldn't get to, and he ended up playing it really well off the bounce and got a few more yards. So, you know, I was really pleased with the way that sequence went at the end of the half.
Morgan Cox with the snap. Kick on the way. Good leg. And Justin Tucker delivers from 56 yards. Oh, what a kick by the rookie from Texas.
Never a doubt as it left his leg.
So Justin Tucker, the rookie from Texas, a 56-yard field goal to end the half. That ties Wade Ritchie's team record set back in 2003. It also puts the Ravens up 17-7. When we come back, the second half highlights and the touchdown that wasn't when one winning drive continues.